Shall we? We'll agree together that this Thursday, the 3rd of January, is a day to remember. And when I talk about remember, Jennifer, I mean remember like 24 hours maybe. Forget everything else that goes back. Remember what yesterday was all about? You want to make today
Barely.
A better day?
Yes.
Let us make today a better day. Jennifer's here to review some of the social media items, some of the people news, the good news. She's here to keep me on the straight and narrow.
On your toes. Review.
Yes, I'm on my toes. Actually, I have socks on for a change. And shoes.
Must be cold. Do you have shoes on?
It's cold. It is 1 degree here.
It's and 1 degree?
The wind
what is
chill
that even
factor,
like?
It's cold.
Wow.
14 below is the wind chill factor, so there's a briskness to the pace.
Yeah, I would say that qualifies right? as brisk.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so here, tell me whether you think this is a cool idea or whether this is disaster on the part of the Colorado movie theater chain. The reopening of the Cinemark that was shot up in July included an invitation to relatives of the victims of the shooting. The families were asked to attend an evening of remembrance, followed by a new movie when the theater reopens next week. The invitations were sent out just before Christmas. They read in part, quote, "Thanks for making what is a very difficult holiday season that much more difficult. Timing is everything, and yours was awful." I meant to say this was the response to the invitation to the company sent by a group of victims. The folks at Cinemark criticized for not reaching out to the families sooner. They said the company refused to meet, in fact, with any of them, unless they had lawyers present. Man, these people just don't get it.
Wow.
Woof. So, anyway, what do you think? 888-302-DOUG is the new number for you to access here on the Good Day program. 888-302-3684. Jennifer, you have to keep me focused on that number.
Okay, iron sharp. I'm ready.
You are? You got a Sharpie?
Yeah,
write this on your hand.
This is how I
always used to remember numbers. I'd write them on my hand.
That's also very good if you're taking a test.
Eight.
Don't try that at home, kids.
Yeah, right.
Okay, 888. I'm ready.
I get caught doing that once. 888-302-3684.
3684. I got it. Okay.
In fact, I think this is a good question for you if you want to put this up on our Facebook page. Was the or is the Colorado theater chain insensitive in the way? Well, maybe it's too complicated though, because there are a lot of different moving parts here. Not only inviting these people to the theater when it reopens next week, the invitations to send out just before Christmas. That's one. Number two, the people who are in these families tried to get together with Cinemark and they wouldn't unless there was a lawyer present. And three. The movie that they're, this is a regular movie. They're not doing anything special except having a grand reopening. Would you go to that? Or do you think if you had been in that town that you would go, never mind whether you had a victim in your family or not.
No, but it's the celebration of a reopening of a place. I don't know. It seems weird. I think if they're going to, you just kind of open quietly, I think. I don't know if you have like a grand opening.
Right. All right, so anyway, what's your thought on that? 888-302-3684. I think this is good. Actually, this is a great conversation. This is the kind of stuff I love to talk about. Al Jazeera buys out Al Gorea.
How's that? Who's Al Gorea?
Al Gorea. It's like Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore's current TV.
Al Jazeera bought it?
Al Jazeera bought it last night.
Oh, boy.
$40 million. They will shut down Current and start an English language channel available in 40 million homes, newscasts from New York and Qatar. Is that how you pronounce it? Qatar? Qatar. Okay. So, Al Jazeera, everybody knows about Al Jazeera these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Financed by the government over there. This is an interesting coming-of-age moment, it seems. They started about 10 years ago, and when they first went on the air, you can remember all the American politicians who were running around yelling and screaming, because these guys at Al Jazeera showed videotape from Al-Qaeda members. That's where Al-Qaeda would always send their video when they had somebody that they'd captured before they cut their whatever they were going to do.
And they'd always send them a graphic video of some kind.
Right, exactly. And so now they convinced Al Gore and the other owners of Current that it was in the best interests of journalism to sell to them so they can compete with CNN and MSNBC and Fox. They have a field day with that, actually.
It looks like Time Warner said they're going to drop it now that the sale's been completed.
They are. Okay. Hmm. So you think, would you watch? That's the question, I think. Would you watch? That, I think that's the Facebook question.
Would you watch Al Jazeera TV?
Would you watch Al Jazeera TV? 888-302-3684. That has to be the challenge. Persuading Americans to watch. Got to be a tough proposition. Not only is the television marketplace crowded, but this is not a... These people are not particularly popular here one way or another. Whether they do a good job or they don't do a good job. This is something that I think will be very interesting to watch, Jennifer. So anyway, Al Jazeera on Al Gore's old channel. 888-302-3684. And that's an easy shot to take. Would you watch it? That's an easy answer. The answer for most of you is no, and then there's some expletive that follows it, or an expletive before no. Maybe more than one expletive before
heck
the no.
No.
Yeah, heck no. I'm not watching that bunch. But is that short-sighted, or is it... I've heard that they do a pretty good job. I've never really watched what they do. I'm not interested. There are enough. I don't even watch the stuff that's on MSNBC and Fox and CNN because I think it's basically a waste of time.
Where do you get your TV news if you were going to tune into a place?
I don't watch TV news. I won't. I refuse to watch
at all.
My sources are a myriad of things. I might put Al Jazeera up on my my page that has the 34 other news sources that I use. I might make them the 35th source just to look at, see what's going on. What I read it before, I looked at NBC News or USA Today or CNN or CNET or the LA Times or the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, ABC. What I put them before the Huffington Post and the Drudge Report or U.S. News and World Report or Time or Fox. Or I'm just Wall Street Journal. I'm just going through. I can go through Yahoo, Reuters, Associated Press, ABC. You got the picture. Right? This, but am I gonna? I think I put them up on here just to sort of see how they're treating. It's great conversation to see how they're treating some of the issues of the day. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Maybe. I'm out of curiosity. Maybe.
Or is it so much rubbish? 888. 302-3684. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. News of the day from Jennifer's point of view and my point of view. Yesterday, with the passing of the fiscal cliff bill, do you know how much money is in that bill to take care of nonsense? Have you read between the lines? This is another extraordinary example of what we don't know. All of the breaks that are included in this, the special interests, with all of the discussion about getting this thing done, and you all think that it's a simple bill, raise the taxes on the wealthy, put the other tax breaks into law permanently, cut the budget by some paltry $12 billion or something like that. But no, they don't want you to know who they helped out. Now they helped him out. But this bill...
They helped out some weird people, too, didn't they?
It's filled with 40 or so special interest deals. Yeah, they did.
So Hollywood.
Yeah.
The algae growers. That's kind of weird.
Right.
The algae people.
The algae growers of America. Meanwhile, the farmers are... the American family farmer, especially the dairy farmer, is becoming destitute. And they are helping growers of worms or whatever
And there were two more big ones that I heard about. Who am I forgetting?
I don't know. Let's do... actually, you know what we'll do? NASCAR did get... Yeah, Michael
NASCAR, Gray. That's right. Yeah, and then there was a fourth one.
Yeah. All right, so we'll do a little research. and figure it out the next half hour. But nothing that you're going to be happy about learning. 888-302-3-
Oh, the rum makers. That's who it was.
The rum makers
in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Truly. In Puerto Rico. I didn't even hear that
one.
Yeah, truly. Really?
Yes.
Man, oh, man. Whew. How many of you have made a resolution? You've resolved to lose weight. Do you have workouts? You're trying to get the best body you can, and you figure working out is a good way to do that? You know, actually it is. But I would like you to consider putting that workout together with a plan for losing about 30 pounds. So my, I guess, wrinkle on this, Jennifer, is that you ought to lose the weight and or convert the weight to muscle. So how's this for a plan? Axia 30, help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Call 800-525-8345. Get the deal now. 3-month money-back guarantee. If you've not heard anything about Axia 30, then you haven't been listening to this program, because I have been talking about this for... This is a dream for those who are trying to lose weight. It is a dream, because it's guaranteed to work or you get your money back. I don't know if you get that same guarantee with other weight loss programs, but I know this works because I've read all of the clinical studies, and it really is very cool to see how they've handled and helped so many people so quickly already. 800-525-8345. Axia 30 has a 3-month money-back guarantee. When you mention Doug Steffen when you call that number, 800-525-8345, you get an extra month of Axia 30, so you get an extra month just to make sure you get the job done. So call now. Get Axia 30, a free month, 800-525-8345. And then I think you work out to get your best body, losing the weight and working it out. It's a very cool concept. 800-525-8345.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Alrighty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
888-302-3684. Larry is in Kansas. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Good Day. Hello. Michael, I can't put him on. All right. Hold on just a second. Larry, we're dealing with our new phone system. Now, you want me to try it? There it is. All right. Larry. Nope. That doesn't work either, Michael.
It's like a test and repeat period.
Congratulations, Larry, for calling now. No one.
Great comment.
Yeah, that was good. That was the best comment we've had. All right.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. I think we found him. We don't have it yet.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. So anyway, I have the story. Really is that we have two studios at our uplink facility. The originating broadcasting facility is Radio America in Washington, where Laura Ingram's program now originates. So that's why we changed all of this stuff around. And a little behind-the-scenes stuff. It's kind of interesting. People news in a moment or two. Jennifer, say it again. Jennifer and Doug. Jenna, Doug. A good day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Every parent's nightmare. Here's a scary story. A daycare center in Davenport, Iowa was just busted for operating as a meth lab.
Oh, man.
The place was part daycare center, part meth lab. Good luck getting those kids to settle down at nap time. Isn't that awful? Turns out it's the only daycare center in the country where both the kids and the adults have no teeth. Both the same.
Some major political news, though. After months of uncertainty, Congress has passed a bill to avoid the fiscal cliff, which is great. And now that the deal is complete, President Obama is going back to Hawaii to finish his family vacation, while Congress is heading back to their favorite place to vacation, Congress. And while working on a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, members of Congress spent New Year's Eve at the Capitol. Yeah, even the guy watching the Twilight Zone marathon with his parents were like, talk about a lame New Year's.
I didn't think that was funny at all.
Frankly. Me neither.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. There was nothing about that Jimmy Fallon piece. That wasn't funny. And interesting.
I thought it was funny.
Were you watching the Twilight Zone marathon?
That kind of stuff is the reason people are uninformed. He said, now the bill is complete. There's nothing complete about that bill. It didn't do anything except raise taxes on 1% of the people in the country and basically didn't cut any spending, $12 billion over 10 years or something. It didn't deal with the real problem. So there's nothing complete about it. And in 2 months, Jennifer, they're going to have to go back and try to deal with individual items that were in the bill that was passed last year.
But that's not Jimmy Fallon's job, though.
But,
to be accurate.
All complete.
Yeah. No, but to be accurate, that one, they did do something.
Not much.
And I know, but they did do something that is now done and now goes to something else. But, right. You know.
No.
It was just.
I don't approve.
Comedy.
This stuff, I know, but it makes me.
It's just light. This is not Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC. This is Jimmy Fallon.
Or Al Jazeera. Yeah. All right, Larry's in Kansas, I think. Hi, Larry. I think we finally figured out how to get you on the air. Hi. Maybe not. Uh huh.
Larry.
Oh, Larry. So, apparently, Michael, this doesn't work. So why would I bother to use the number? Oh, okay. Handy. All right. Meanwhile.
Sorry, Larry.
Yeah. So I promise you we'll get this fixed. Meanwhile, how stupid is this? Yesterday, some nutbird paparazzo. Is it paparazzo is singular and paparazzi is plural? Is that it?
It's something like that, yeah.
All right. So some guy chasing Justin Bieber, chasing Bieber's car. This guy thought it was Justin Bieber, runs out into the traffic and gets killed.
Right. Trying to take a
picture. They're so crazy. Mm-hmm. Just to get a picture of Justin Bieber's car, this guy runs out in front of a car crossing the street. He runs into the street.
I know.
And the guy has no choice. He doesn't even see him coming. He runs into the street to get a picture of the car and gets run over and killed.
Mm-hmm.
because he wants a picture of Justin Bieber's car.
And he wasn't even in the car.
Man, are these guys nuts. Miley Cyrus offered an opinion. I thought you ought to tell people what she said about this. She's another one, the younger stars. What is she, about 19 now? How old is Miley
Yeah,
Cyrus?
She's about 19, yeah. I think. Yeah, she said that, quote, hope this paparazzi Justin Bieber accident brings on some changes in 2013. Paparazzi are dangerous. Wasn't Princess Di enough of a wake-up call? That was what she said on Twitter. Oh, right. It's unfair for anyone to put this on Justin's conscience as well. This was bound to happen. Your mom teaches you when you're a child not to play in the street. The chaos that comes with the paparazzi acting like fools makes it impossible for anyone to make safe choices.
I agree. I'm not a fan of Justin Bieber by any stretch of anybody's imagination.
But it's not his fault.
But it's not his fault. He had nothing to do with this.
But even there.
This is the craziness of money being put up and society being so infatuated with some little worm like this, and now a guy's dead because of it. Really crazy stuff. That is the craziest story of the day, I think. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When you're traveling solo, chances are you're going to face problems that you hadn't even thought about. For starters, who thinks about the wake-up call as being an issue? Well, when you're traveling alone, there's no backup to a failed alarm clock. So, of course, common sense would tell you to call the front desk and ask for a wake-up call. But don't ask for it at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Instead, ask for it at 6:28 or 6:52. They've got to write it down, and they won't forget. If you lose your wallet, there's no one to borrow from. So separate out your cash and keep a backup credit card in a separate place. Then there are the safety issues that shouldn't be ignored. Always leave a copy of your itinerary with someone at home. If you're traveling overseas, register your trip with the U.S. State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So if there's an emergency, they can actually locate you. Consider a comprehensive travel insurance plan, so if you get sick or get stranded, you at least have a point of contact. And last, but certainly not least, learn the local number that translates to 911. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for 15 bucks.
I spot performance tops from 8 bucks.
Now alternate your gear, 1 and 2 and 3 new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Dial 1-1 to 1.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Into the new year on the Good Day program, our attempt to bring you up to date on some of the news that you won't hear discussed, even though it's relevant, and oftentimes your involvement in these conversations may be more interesting. That's my hope, anyway, that Jennifer and I can bring you up to date on some things that are of interest, but not necessarily the headlines, the big four stories of the day. No, we're touching on the connections. For example, with the story, Jennifer, of the fiscal realities of our country, mm-hmm. comes something that I'll bet a lot of people have not heard. The three richest people in, or I guess three of the, I'm not sure these are the top three. These are three, these are three in the top ten of people in terms of massive
Aren't
wealth.
They single?
No. Well, the names, two of the three names you know,
okay.
One of them you probably don't know, and I don't know what his status is. Warren Buffett, who has been a cheerleader for U.S. stocks, has been dumping shares of American companies at an alarming rate in the last week or 10 days. His company, the holding company, is called Berkshire Hathaway, and he has sold 19 million shares, for example, of Johnson & Johnson. That's a big block of stocks.
Yeah, it is.
He also sold a 21% stake in the computer company, or it's a part supplier, Intel. You know, how does that, what does that do, what's that logo sound?
Intel inside.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's one indicator that things are not doing so well. Even though the stock market went up 300 points yesterday, this is what the people who have all the money are doing. Why is that? 888-302-3684 connects you to the Good Day program. Hopefully it does anyway. George Soros sold all of his shares of all of the banks that he owned. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs, among others. He had a million shares or more of each. That's a lot of shares.
It sure
is. A lot of money. And then there's billionaire John Paulson, who made a lot of money in a hedge fund, dumped 14 million shares Friday of J.P. Morgan Chase, and also Family Dollar Stores, and also Sara Lee. Huh. Nobody doesn't like
Sara
Lee. He doesn't like Sara Lee, apparently. So why are all these people dumping their shares of U.S. companies? Stock market, as I said, up 300 points. In general, it's stronger than it has been for 20, 30 years. Well, the professional investors suggest that in the short term there is gain. In the long term, there is not. Now, you know me. I'm not interested in telling stories that are negative. But I do think that this ought to be something that these buffoons in Washington take into account as they don't deal rather than deal. This thing that was voted the other night does not a thing in reality to fix any of the serious problems that are a focal point of our country's economic distress. And, you know, never mind the fact that, what is it that's so frustrating about this? For you, Jennifer, somebody in her mid-30s, when you look at the signs, again, the vote and the frustration with it, and all of the things that were added as anecdotal gimmies to some of the big corporate sponsors, the donors to various political, use this word loosely, scholars, i.e. the people who are in Congress and the Senate. Now, all these people that are dumping these stocks, who, by the way, invested heavily, Buffett and Soros invested heavily in Barack Obama's reelection. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Paulson's politics are, but I don't think they are the same as Soros and Buffett. But why would these people know that Obama can't pull it out?
Right.
And yet they spend all this money to get him reelected, and then they tell you what they really think by dumping all of these stocks. What is really the story? What's the message here?
I think it's disappointing, number one. It's scary. And, you know, what really bothered me about the whole thing is the fact that when we first started this country, when our forefathers started this country, they always thought ahead about future generations. It was always a common theme in all the presidential addresses about future generations. And now we've lost that. Now it's just about this generation, the me generation, and forget the rest of everybody. And as a woman, that makes me really scared to want to have a kid, because what am I leaving? What are you leaving to your kids and your grandkids by not being responsible and by not running a country with integrity? I mean, the first thing that we do in our own lives when we have financial problems is we make cuts. We stop spending.
Yeah.
I mean, in most cases, and it just doesn't seem that anybody's being really responsible. And the people that are selling shares in America, in American companies, that makes me sad too, because it's just, I mean, they're protecting themselves at the detriment of the country.
Yeah, that's it. And it really is the detriment.
Yeah.
Of the country. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. The Field of Dreams, the movie.
I love it. Kevin Costner. Build it and they will come.
All right. So this was a 200-acre farm. Mm-hmm. The movie was made in 1989. It was a real farm. It was really a good story. It really is a beautiful place. It became a tourist attraction. Now an investment group has closed a deal to buy the farm and change what has been going on there on the farm. They're going to make it into, a commercial soccer. If I understand, there were two or three different plans that were put forth. I'm looking at a large plan that's online of building a sports facility there. The Stillman Group closed the deal. They've been trying to buy this land for 2.5 years so that they could... and by the way, Kevin Costner was approached by these people, and apparently they explained what they were going to do because they wanted him to support it, because they knew that it would be very controversial getting this big project. It's a $40 million project. Should be completed in the spring of next year. Youth baseball teams from as far away as California and Florida are signed up to compete in tournaments. This is going to supposedly compete with Williamsport, and that's the home of the Little League World Series, right? Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what they're going to do.
That's the World Series place, yeah.
But why would you spend $40 million to do that in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa?
It's a lot.
But it's not close to anything, really.
No.
But there must be some going on there. Maybe there's oil.
Or they're trying to create something.
Well, okay. So then let's follow that one step further, because that's an interesting speculative idea, Jennifer, but also a very interesting way of taking the last open resources that we have in our country, the family farms, 200, 300, 400 acres, And instead of keeping them in agriculture, because policies are as bad as they are, and the big corporate farms are basically screwing the people that have this kind of land and doing this kind of farming. So we'll take the land and we'll try to create like a little city. They'll create their own city. And is that what's going to happen across the country to land that's no longer viable as farmland? And if that's the case, what does that say for our future ability to feed ourselves? You see, there's always another wrinkle to the story. I'm looking at, I can always find something, as I look at this, that sort of seems like there's a conspiratorial little angle to this. Do you think I'm off my rocker, or do you think that this is the kind of thing that could endanger rural America? This is a beautiful place. They're going to build a big sports complex with a shopping center. So they'll build things that are a reason to get people in there. It's kind of like the airport. You go to the airport to get on a plane. But now, when you go to an airport, you're confronted by everything you confront in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Buy this, shop there, spend some time. Come to the airport early and spend a few hours shopping our stores where everything is 40% more than it is anyplace else. Hey, that's a cool idea.
I know. It sounds fun to me.
Isn't it?
I do thank those stores, though, because when you do have to get to the airport so early or you're stuck in between flights, at least it gives you something to do.
Why? You're so naive.
Oh, I'm such a window shopper is
no,
what I am.
No,
I'd rather have something to look at than sit in front of a gate going, Where's my airplane?
Jennifer.
What?
You miss the whole purpose. And this is what they count on. That you're not going to think about what really is going on. The reason that the government tells you the Port Authority, let me give you a perfect example. Massport runs Logan Airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
They spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year revamping this. They build a new terminal here. They rebuild another terminal there. They fix it so that, and then they tell you, you got to show up an hour early.
Right. And you can't bring water, and you have to buy $5 water. I get all that.
So,
I get that.
Well,
I'm not that naive, but what I will
tell you, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
I am not that naive, sir.
Yes, you are.
What I'm going to tell you is if there is a weather delay, and I am stuck in an airport for 5 hours, thank God there's something for me to do there.
That's not
honestly.
The point. No,
that is the point.
No, it's not the point.
Because I go crazy
the
when I have to just sit and wait for something.
The point is that there's a collusion between this quasi-public board that actually is supposed to make money, that is, in this case, the Mass Board, but it's the same with New Jersey, New York Port Authority that runs the airports there and every other place where the airports are. They make, and any terminal facility for the big trains and the bus, the same thing. But the airports are the most egregious. Show up an hour early. It takes you now maybe 3-4 minutes, unless you really have screwed up, to get through the TSA line. If things are working properly. So then you're behind the lines. You can't get out again. They build all of this massive shopping complex for you to go in and do exactly what you just said. Pay more money than you would pay anywhere else. But they've psychologically said to you, you got to get there an hour or two. In some places, like in Dallas or Atlanta or in Orlando, they tell you to be there 2 hours ahead. Why are they telling you to be there 2 hours ahead? Not because they want you to be ready for the plane, but because they want you to go in and spend money in their shops, because the port authorities make money. They charge 30% to have the stores in there. That's what your floor plan is costing you. So if you're in there, you charge 30% more than every place else, and the port authority gets money, they make money, and you get screwed. Because it doesn't take that long anymore. I never any longer, and I get on early on the plane. I have figured out in all the airports that I go to, I don't need that kind of time. But people who are casual travelers who don't know what it takes to go through an airport, they believe what they're told by the authorities. They show up 2 hours early, and they, as you just suggested, they stand, what are we going to do? Oh, let's go shop. Do you realize you're getting played? That's what it is. You're getting played. All right. Got it? Jennifer does.
Still think that when I'm delayed, it's nice to have something to look at.
Yeah. Well, if you're delayed, that's one thing. But that's not what
I'm
happens
saying. I mean,
to
I don't typically
people.
Show up super early to flights because I travel a lot. So I know what I need to do to get through the lines. But, you know,
It's a conspiracy.
Sometimes being in an LA, like, since I have to use LAX a lot.
I love LAX.
But sometimes the security lines can be nuts. So if you don't travel often, it is probably good to err on the side of giving yourself time.
It's very interesting how it's different in different airports.
Yeah, certain airports you know you're going to fly right through.
And even certain parts of the same airport. Mm-hmm. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now, during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price drop to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gonna go. Up to 80% off list, plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
iSpot compression crops for $15.
iSpot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la. La, 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 la,
apply
la,
new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la, la,
happy.
All right, so People News, rumors, gossip about Katie Holmes. Who is she dating now, Jen Jen?
Katie Holmes, ooh, it's not Tom Cruise, that's for sure. Let's see who she's dating. Oh, she says that there's a report out that she might be secretly dating Jake Gyllenhaal, Dougie. Duh.
Not a secret anymore.
Not a secret. They said that they've got, sources say they've gone out to a few romantic dinners in the last few weeks, and that they were set up by Joshua Jackson, who Katie's rekindled her friendship with since she broke up with Tom Cruise. Now, Katie's rep said that the story is not true and that she's single.
Katie has a rep. Yeah.
She does.
You know what I love?
She probably has more than one.
We have established in this country the craziest reality. This TMZ, there are all these, like, National Enquirer magazines.
If we stopped consuming it,
it
wouldn't be.
Now there's a new thing called Gossip Cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you need. More of that sort of
thing. Stop, police.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. And this port, how about part? I was actually putting two words together there, Jennifer. This portion and this part, so it became port.
Port.
This port. This portion.
This,
this part. Anyway.
It's important.
We are, the important news from the world of technology. Shelley Palmer, our reporter, will talk in a moment about the newest thing that's crazy in the mobile world called Snapchat. Snapchat apparently is a message service that seems like the messages in Snapchat seem to self-destruct. I don't even begin to understand what this is all about. We'll listen together and learn in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Snapchat is the mobile world's latest craze. It's a free messaging service that allows users to send one another photos or messages that self-destruct after a set amount of time. Some of Snapchat's bolder users have used the app as a means of safer sexting. After all, if you're going to send naked pictures of yourself, it's best that they self-destruct, right? Except Snapchat videos and pictures don't self-destruct. They only look like they do. If you connect your phone to your computer and use a browser program, you can save any unopened pictures or videos you've received in Snapchat. At that point, you can copy or paste the files or send them around just like you could with any picture or video file. And the sender is none the wiser. While Snapchat may have seemed like a secure channel to send private messages, I can assure you, nothing you ever send online to anyone is ever private. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, 1 and 2 and 3 new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Double 1-1 to 116.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. So I'm looking at the continuing outrage about Instagram. And this, the uprising doesn't seem to be, nobody's retreating from this, even though I thought the company retreated. What am I missing here in the story? I looked at something, a professor from Fordham University, Jennifer, mm-hmm. a law professor, said that she's got a class action lawsuit ready to go against Facebook. But I thought that they weren't going to do what they originally said they were going to do. They paid, what was it, $1 billion or something for Instagram?
Right.
Something like that. And so now this professor and a lawyer have put together something that, whether people understand it or not, it's bad publicity for, maybe this is why yesterday I think we were talking about how Facebook has basically eclipsed. And so have many of the other things, even Twitter, has eclipsed. And there's something new coming about, except when I ask the question, what's new, nobody knows.
Right.
What are we missing here? What's next?
Well?
No answer.
Well, I don't know.
So, I don't... I mean, it seemed to me that Facebook learned its lesson, and although they didn't do a very good job of putting their foot in the water and trying to figure out what really people would say, they didn't do good research. From everything I've read, they just said, no, we're not going to do this. But yet there is talk behind the scenes that they will do it, or they can do it. Who's going to monitor everybody's picture? I think that's probably are you going to know whether they sell your picture? How are you going to know?
You'd find out. You see it in a bus bench.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me.
Some of them, maybe. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.